Bible reading number 298, Acts 3, verses 11 through 23. Peter spoke to the people. The man was holding on to Peter and John. All of the people were stunned. They ran to Peter and John at Solomon's porch. When Peter saw this, he said to the people, "Men of Israel, why are you surprised at this? You are staring at us as though our power made this man walk. Do you think this was done because we are good? No, God did it. He is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the same God of all our ancestors. He gave glory to Jesus, his special servant, but you handed Jesus over to evil men. You rejected him in front of Pilate, after Pilate had already decided to let him go free. Jesus was holy and innocent, but you said you didn't want him. You told Pilate to give you a murderer instead of Jesus. And so you killed the one who gives life, but God raised him from death. We saw this with our own eyes. It was the authority of Jesus which made this crippled man well. This happened because we trusted in the power of Jesus. You can see this man, and you know him. He was made completely well because of trusting in Jesus. You all saw it happen. My Jewish brothers, I know you did these things to Jesus because you didn't know what you were doing. Your leaders did not understand either. God said that these things would happen. All of the prophets who spoke for God long ago said that his Messiah would suffer and die. I have told you how God made this come true. So change your hearts. Come back to God so that he may wipe out your sins. Then the Lord will give you times of spiritual rest. He will send you the predicted Messiah, Jesus. But Jesus must stay in heaven until the time when all things will be made whole again. God told about these things long ago when he spoke through his holy prophets. Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up a prophet for you who is like me. He will come from among your own people. You must obey everything he tells you. If any person does not obey that prophet, he will die, cut off from God's people." Deuteronomy 18, verses 15, 16, and 19.